Welcome to What's Happening here on WMFO in Medford. Got a great band just tuning up, getting ready to come on with us in a moment. But Mudfox Tribe is debuting their brand new album on Tuesday. And they're going to be performing at the Hard Rock Cafe outside on Saturday. So why don't we play a tune off of their album and then come right back to the band. Enjoy.
she's already gone. Down by the ocean in a broken bridge you go. In due time you find that it's only begun.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
Hello, my name is Arcadio Falcon.
I'm here with Arcadio. My name is Ramiro Marciani.
Welcome to both of you.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
So, with your accents, what part of Boston are you from?
I'm from the other side of the ocean. I'm from Spain, in Madrid, in Spain. Yeah,
and I come from Argentina.
The other part of the world.
The other part of the world. Down south.
Quite far away.
Both are. I mean, I was in Spain a long time ago.
Where?
Barcelona.
All right.
And we went camping, with the family way back when, and it was...
It's a cool place.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, you definitely.
Know, when you drive into Barcelona, and first thing you see is Christopher Columbus' statue right there.
Yeah, it's a different attitude about the whole thing there. It's not as dramatic.
Well, but, here it's definitely a big thing.
Yeah. I'm aware. Yeah.
You know. You get the statue there, too, but, it's just so much different.
Yeah.
And so tell us a little bit about you and growing up. What you listened to, who your influences were.
Right.
And I'm going to kill the air.
Sure. I grew up in Madrid. I started playing guitar very early when I was nine. When I was nine. I began introduced through my father, which was a big fan of American and British rock, roots music, blues. I probably listened to Kenny Rogers and, even Frank Sinatra before I heard any Spanish pop singer, relevant pop singer of the rock era in Spain. So I grew up with the blues, Clapton, Dire Straits, Dylan. Dylan is, I think, a poet, deserved the Nobel. And, so first I got with the guitar. I started singing, trying to play some tunes that I loved, because that's how it starts, I think. And then... at some point down the road, I figured I could do things with words, so I set out to learn as much as I could in the English language, because I think in both in terms of its complexity, I think it's sometimes it's overlooked that Spanish is more beautiful or harder. I don't think it is, and there's a great deal of things that can be done in the English language that are still new.
So. English is, to most people, is a harder language than Spanish to learn.
Yeah, they don't share many things. That's true. Yeah,
especially when there's a question. Because you get the question mark one way and question mark the other way.
The other way, yeah, it's confusing.
But seeing the differences in what music you had back at home that you were listening to, and then what you experienced once you came here? Because, you know, I mean, many of those performers were are still performing.
Right.
But it's in a different, I mean, are they playing, because I know if you go to, say, Japan or in other parts of the world, their grasp of the American music is in a different decade.
Right, right.
So is it running hand in hand?
It's running hand in hand, yeah, I think. I think it is. At least in Spain it is, for sure, and pretty much over Europe, I would say, you know. The music that's number one here is number one over there.
Yeah. I mean, for example, in Argentina, we have a music that's very popular across the South American continent. And rock and roll in Argentina really took roots music and it stayed there, for example. Whereas since the 80s here in America, it has evolved from what you could hear with Dylan. And Argentina remained very 70s. So I guess, yeah, that's what we took from rock and roll from here and the British invasion. And yeah.
Yeah, well, there was a British invasion here in Boston.
Yeah, the second one, the musical one.
Yeah, the first one was quite many years ago.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we wouldn't be here, you know.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah.
And
every country's gone through it, no? Or a rebellion of some sort, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's... I think that if they're having rebellion, the best place to do it is on a sports field.
just fight it out.
You know, I mean, you have a problem, take it to the... Well, here you take it to the baseball field or the basketball or football.
Yeah.
You know, your football is definitely different than our football.
Yeah, we'll take it there. And, yeah,
take it there. And the one who wins every 4 years, gets the country.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I mean, we keep the card makers and the flag makers in business.
Yeah.
So, what would you like to play for us?
So, we're going to start with a new song. That we're gonna release later this year. It's called Faceless Men, and it talks about the people that silently control the planet from behind the politicians that we were just talking about. So the people that own them. Sometimes I feel like I've been betrayed. Teachers and textbooks, they all made me pray. Memorize names of heroes of the past with the promise of a part in their Machiavellian play. But then I understood what they're up to. Their silent codes and entry fees, and why they smile when we're all fighting from a wooden cabin at the Redwood Grove. And have you ever wondered why the world don't match to what you sold on TV? Did you hear a thousand voices screaming, stop, trying to tell you you're already free, you're already free? Faceless men and souls full of vengeance, trading in kids and gold, slaying strangers, bombing families in Aleppo, giving away band-aids while selling weapons, giving away band-aids while selling weapons. Mm-hmm. as everyone slept. They came pointed fingers, accused of theft, imprisoned the messenger of freedom in a dark dungeon at a Cuban bay. Have you ever wondered why the world don't match to what you saw on TV? Did you hear a thousand voices screaming stop, trying to tell you you're already free? You're already free. Faceless men and souls full of vengeance, trading in kids and gold, slaying strangers, bombing families in Aleppo, giving away band-aids while selling weapons, giving away band-aids, giving away band-aids, giving away band-aids while selling weapons.
All right. Faceless Men.
Yeah.
Great song.
Thank you.
Brings a lot to the table.
That's what we're trying. We'll see what happens, but we're trying.
But I like the way the melody is and the words. It's coming at what needs to be said in a calm, positive way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree, yeah.
You know, because some people would just go out there, you know, yell and scream. But people don't listen to yelling and screaming.
Yes.
That's interesting. I mean, I agree. I think that's one of the goals of the music. A lot of times, we talk a lot about listening to each other when we talk about politics or debating anything. But when it comes to music, a lot of protest music is very angry music.
But if you listen to a lot of the protest music from the 60s, it was different.
Yes, yes.
Because it was similar to what you play. You know, you had a lot of people getting what needs to be said in words. You know, it could be anything from Puff the Magic Dragon to, you know, leaving on a jet plane. You know, I mean, you've got to enjoy what you're hearing.
Right.
And like I said, I mean, you know, many years ago, your country, Argentina, was in a lot of craziness going on, mm-hmm. you know, Eva Perón and all that, yeah. and, you know, Spain,
yeah.
Many, 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 many years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and not so long ago, we had some, you know, we had a dictatorship for 40 years. So, yeah, not so long.
So, these words help.
Yeah. Well, that's.
We're back here on What's Happening on 91.5 WMFO in a moment.
Vicky, how are you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
My name's Arcadio Falcon.
Ramiro Marziani.
And you are?
Falcon's Bandits.
Yes, sir.
So, what else do you have to share with us?
All right, so we're gonna play a little cover. This is by Mr. Bob Dylan, since we were just talking about him. It's called Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues Again. It's from an album that's called Blonde on Blonde, which I encourage everyone out there to go check after the show ends. He draws circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tape. Deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Shakespeare's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's talked. Well, the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? Stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Oh, the senator, he came down here showing everyone his guns, handing out free tickets for the wedding of his son. Like a fool, I mixed it in. Now wouldn't it be my luck to be caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck? Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Thank you. Mona, try to tell me, stay away from the train line. You see that all the railroad men just drink your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that, but then again, there's only one I've met. And he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis blues again.
Mr. Dillon.
Did an excellent job.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks. Ramiro Marciani on guitar here.
And notice that you both have two different types of guitars.
That's true. I'd say, I don't know how you would differentiate them. You're more the expert.
These guitars?
What would you say? Yeah, what would you say?
Well, I would say Arcadio plays with a Martin guitar, one of those classic American guitars. With a really warm, open sound.
Oh,
I use an Ovation. Ovations are from, especially in the 70s, they became famous with guys like Aldi Meola and fast guitar players, where you could use the instrument for more technical purposes. And it sounds much brighter, I would say, but it has less volume. But I've had this for a couple of years, so I've
nice
grown.
Design on it.
Yeah.
On both of them.
Yeah, they're good guitars.
So when you write, what's your specialty on writing? Music first, lyrics first, something you see or right. Something you've lived?
I think we were differently here, maybe. I think we would agree on that, because I think I start more with the words and he works more from the music. Would that be a correct statement?
Yeah.
Yep. So I can't talk for his approach. What I think, for me, I tend to see something or think about, you know, well, you arrive at either some conclusion or some, and you know, a little kid, you see something doing something funny that makes you think about something. But for different songs, like, you know, the first one we played, Faceless Men, which is maybe a broader concept, I think it's just absorbing things and then you try to put them in context in some way so that they make sense, at least for me, though it's hard. To make sense of the banks and all that.
No, yeah, I mean, I've seen Arcadio and he's very passionate about writing, and I've seen him at work, and at the same time a lot of his influences that I've seen him, you know, listen to are musicians, are really writers first and then musicians. My approach, at least my influences, have always been composers that either were instrumental or wrote songs with the music first. And so as a writer, I also write a lot of instrumental music, and also for this instrument, for the guitar. So yeah, our approach is, in that sense, is very different. I come at it from a completely sound standpoint, and Arcadio, who has a pretty good understanding and has heard a lot of American roots music, first, I've seen him mostly write the lyrics first and then put the music in. Yeah.
That is true. I should also say about him that he's being humble now, but he can play almost in any style imaginable out there. The rhythm, the rhythm guitar, and then the leads. So I just say that.
And when you sing, and many singers from other places, sound sometimes better than we do. Because you come at the English language differently than we do. Because, you know, we're brought up on it and learn English. And when you listen to how you hit the right words and how you come across, it's different in a very positive manner.
You know what I think that is? I thought about that for a great deal of time, because I wasn't with, you know, I was surrounded by people that also wrote songs. You know, some of them were American. And I think what it is people that want to write in English and come from outside, if they want to take it seriously, they really get down and study the language. You know, the vocabulary, the grammar, but also the pronunciation of words. When it's your own language, you just assume you got it. And it's not the same talking as singing. You know, if I were to all of a sudden switch and start writing songs in Spanish, I'd have to study for a while, you know, diction, how words fit together. It's not just because it's your language, it takes a while.
So, looks like we've got another song, which, interesting title.
It's called Chronic Materialistic Disorder, and I wrote it for this, the world of Snapchat and Facebook. I think people are too absorbed, and I fall into this trap, you know, like everyone else. You know, it's hard to escape it. I don't want to sound like the conspiracy theorist, you know, but it's like the Matrix in a way. You know, we're connected to this thing that is strange. It's,
well, we got an example. You're live streaming.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's cool, but you stop think about it, and it takes away. You know, then people don't go to the show; they just see the live stream.
Well, that's why it's over in the corner, and you know it's there, but it's not part of what you're doing. It's there to show what you're doing.
No, and it's a great tool. Yeah, it's a great tool. All right. Mm-hmm. This is Chronic Materialistic Disorder. I've been distracted for a while, I've been looking for time or excuses. I might have pushed too far, I guess, since we're apart with a hole in our chests. All I've got from you now is a picture taken in Hollywood with some gang they call the Chit Chat, drinking more than you should. Your friends tell me I can see you if I really wanna see you every Tuesday. You stand at the bus stop living while everyone dreams of flying away. There are beauties to catch the eye in every face you meet. There's someone who won't even try and will teach you more than you need. I was walking by a park, I saw men with cigars and children jumping up and down while a sad-looking clown was leaving, and their mothers taking a break, forming a crowd, hoping for a better life in the next one that comes around. Cause her husband's working late and she feels it's a mistake for the kid. But then she thinks about her big house and shuts her big mouth, forgetting the kid. Seems to me everyone's got a prize, even in matters of the heart. There are too many heads full of lies, killing the innocent in their wars. Say goodbye to everything you know, you can have that anytime. Get off that ride you're on that's keeping you numb. Cause meanwhile, all around you, life is going on. Life is going on. The husband in a meeting in charge of keeping words in place. Such a fine irony, he writes a diary for a race while forgetting to write his own. The moon is already up
Three more hours to go, rush home for a nap. And in the morning he'll be running, coffee still boiling, the kid asleep. His wife will be crying and he'll be drowning, yet he's got to leave. Traffic is stuck on his way to work, and he stops to think. On a side of the balance, all the gold of the world, on the other, a young girl's dream. Say goodbye to what you think you know. You can have that anytime. Get off that ride you're on that's keeping you numb. 'Cause meanwhile, all around you, life is going on. Life is going on. Life is going on. It's going on. Thank you, Aaron. We haven't practiced this one together yet. Like a few times we've done, brother. That was great, man.
When did you write that?
A year ago, more or less. Yeah, more or less. I'm recording it now. Have it, you know, fully. Because I think it's a cute song. The lyrics could use some revising, I feel, at some point. But,
yeah. That's the best part of it. It's your music. So you can...
Right, yeah.
Record it one way and perform it another.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one complains.
No. And I can hear the influences. Like I said, you can play almost anything, but you can hear some of the Spanish type of influences in your playing and the guitar.
It's true.
I mean, I got to see, and I have gotten to see Jose Feliciano a few times.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now there's a man who, yeah, just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. The guitar is his own.
Yeah, you know, because, and you look at it, that he has such creativity, and it doesn't matter that he can't see, because he sees everything. He does, because he sees with his heart. And
yeah,
that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, for sure.
You know, and well, you know, you played Dylan earlier. I mean, you know, he just won a Nobel Prize. I mean, that's,
I think 30 years too late, though. Even though it wasn't alive, I think actually he should have. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's been around and had a very big influence on music in general.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Next song looks interesting.
This one is called Hopping Waiter, and this tells a real story. So there's this place in Newbury Street that I used to go to for breakfast. When I started writing here, I would go almost all night, right? So I would be writing corny songs, never got anywhere, but I was learning the process. So in the morning I'd go to this place, and one day I met this person. He was a waiter, and he was limping. He had a limp in his leg, and I just asked him his story, and he was nice enough to sit down, and he told me his story. He was an Iraq War veteran, and this is the story he told me. You know, I try to put it as closer to the...
Thank you to you, and thank you to him for his service.
Exactly. I totally agree. I totally agree. And this we put out with our first EP, which is on Spotify and all that. All right. rambling through the newborn day, on the shoot for something to write, I stumbled upon an eccentric cafe. The walls just covered in rhymes. I sat down and glanced through the stands, felt the earth shake beneath me, lifted my eyes with from the prison of the sunglasses, and met the hopping waiter. To tell me what had happened to him, putting his life aside, he gave me a long grin, sat down in front of me where you were supposed to be, and started telling a tale about times in the Middle East. I once was a dreamer, exactly like you. Society put me on and I jumped out of school. I was thrown into the army, nothing I could say, and became another pawn, slaughtered in this old game. Arrived on a bloody night, so many people to kill, I didn't even have time to think. I was given a 45 and a knife just in case the enemy would capture me and make me a slave. I thought that my bullets we're blessed with the truth, and that to promote peace all I had to do was shoot. But then on the battlefield, December the 8th, I met a young Arab who was like me, just the same. We started talking above us crossed fire, shadows in the distance in death's attire. He bombed the cigarette, closed his eyes for a while, and told me his story, which reminded me of mine. He said, I was taken away from an ill dying mother to go on this search for a useless grail. You were meant to be the enemy, not a friend. And right from the start, I knew this is a prejudice that won't end. What can we do, my Catholic pal? There is no way to stop this trial. Then tears fled from his eyes, resignation filled his heart, and a grenade stood in front of us, echoing death's chant. He was better trained, he was the first to react. He put himself between me and the devil. His face was destroyed, his arms flew apart. His soul finally left this world of war. Said the bartender, standing up, was a little iron stuck in my tibia. He saved my life cause he envisioned peace. Now you pass the message. Seems he didn't succeed. He saved my life cause he envisioned peace. Now you pass the message. He didn't succeed.
To write more like that.
Yeah, like keep, that one?
Yes. Yes, and as I said, owe a lot to both of the gentlemen and to the two of you for bringing that to us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Stories aren't always told in a way that are kind to cruelty.
Right.
And then you see in that song two innocent people thrown together.
Exactly. They're both being used.
But they were also both there for each other. Right. And it's interesting because the one thing that hit me was the date that you used. Was that actually the date that he mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what date that is?
December the 8th. Is it the day they shot John Lennon?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's there's an irony to that. You know, a man who was all about peace. And that same date affected not just all of us, because he passed away,
right,
but now as part of these other two gentlemen, and they were trying to make peace. They were trying to make peace on that same day.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a very roundabout way, they were honoring John Lennon in their own way.
It's weird to think about that.
You know, it just hit me because the date just really.
Yeah, the date really. But
also, you look at the day before, December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor. So, you know, a man for peace passes away the day after a very famous day. And then you bring us the great song.
Thank you. I'm glad it ties in like that.
It's how I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have another for us?
I don't know how much time.
We've got 15 minutes, so...
We're going to do two more or one more? Or
whatever you like. If you want to do one more, and you can do two, whatever you'd like.
Let's do one more.
Let's do one more. All right. Which one should we do? Judgment Day.
Judgment Day?
That's the first one that comes to mind, yeah? All right, this is called Judgment Day, yeah?
Judgment Day.
All right. Or we can do a blues. We haven't played a blues.
Blues?
Yeah, a blues or a song that's called Judgment Day.
Why don't we do the blues, and then if it all works out and we have time, so we don't shun you, then it'll be Judgment Day.
All right, okay. Let's do the Key to the Highway, the 8th part.
Key to the Highway.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
All right, let's do this. I've got the key to the highway. Little girl, I'm bound to go. I'm gonna leave you here running, because walking is much too slow. I'm going back to the border. Little girl, but I'm better known, because you haven't done nothing except drive a good man from home. And when the moon takes over the mountain, little girl, I'll be on my way,
I'm gonna roam this old highway until the break of day. Walking is much too slow. I'm going back to the border. Little girl, but I'm better known. I haven't done nothing. Said drive a good man from home.
Play blues all the time.
That's great, eh?
I interviewed Johnny Winter.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I interviewed Jay Giles.
Wow.
All about blues and jazz, not about rock and roll.
Yeah.
Julius Walker, Kenny Neal, Eddie Clearwater last week.
I know someone that if you told him about Jeff Walker, they collapse. Yeah. Wow.
So you don't get left out. What would you like to share with us?
Well, a lot of what I do, I guess you heard me playing while I was playing here with Arcadio with his tunes. And I've been playing the guitar for a few years now, almost 10 years. And through those years, I've discovered a lot of music. There's Argentine folk music, there's jazz. I started with classic rock from the 70s, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple. And that led me to just write music in different styles, different bands. And some of the music that I write is for acoustic guitar. Just specifically, it just ends up working out with this instrument. And so I'd like to play a tune that I wrote that came out of the sound. The inspiration was really the sound that this guitar specifically, you know, gave me. And it's called Green Trees Fly Through Winter Skies. Although hopefully, I guess now the weather's getting better, but here it is. Thank you.
Let everybody know where they can find both of you and your music.
Well, for me, the person who you just heard playing acoustic guitar, my name is Ramiro Marziani. You can find me at Marziani Music on Instagram and Facebook, and as Ramiro Marziani, if you can spell that, on YouTube.
My name is Arcadio Falcon. I'm the songwriter behind the song, the first songs we played. So that's Falcon's Bandits. You can find it Facebook, Instagram, streaming services, whatever you like, listen to music. Falcon's Bandits, and we're gonna have a six song EP there, and we're gonna be releasing a four song EP later this year.
And you have any shows coming up?
Yeah, we have on May 27. We're playing at the Wonder Bar. It's part of like when. Out of school and like, you know, wrapping it up for the year. So there's going to be seven bands and it's going to be a pretty fun night. It's at the Wonder Bar in Alston. So if anyone wants to check it out, not just for us, but there's going to be again six more bands. So it's going to be a fun night. Sunday, May the 27th.
So the other song you were talking about playing, we've got about 3 minutes. Is it?
It's a little bit longer than that, but we can play just the second half. We can take it from the second verse.
Stranded.
Okay. The lyrics won't make much sense, but just wait.